Page 36. How do deaf-blind people communicate from the AADB website? Deaf-blind people have many different ways of communication. The methods they use vary depending on the causes of their combined vision and hearing loss, background, and education. Below are some of the most common ways that deaf-blind people communicate. These methods are used primarily in the United States. Sign language and modifications. Some deaf or hard of hearing people with low vision use American Sign Language or an English-based sign language. Page 37. In some cases, people may need to sign or fingerspell more slowly than usual, so the person with limited vision can see signs clearly. Sometimes the person with low vision can see the signs better if the signer wears a shirt that contrasts with his or her skin color. For example, a person with light skin needs to wear a dark-colored shirt. Adapted signs. Some deaf-blind people with restricted peripheral vision may prefer the signer to use a very small space, usually at chest level. Some signs located at waist level may need to be adapted. For example, signing belt at chest level rather than at the waist. Tactile sign language. The deaf-blind person puts his or her hands over the signer's hands to feel the shape, movement, and location of the signs. Some signs and facial expressions may need to be modified. For example, signing not understand instead of signing understand and shaking one's head. Spelling dog rather than signing dog. People can use one-handed or two-handed tactile sign language. Those who grew up using ASL in the deaf community may prefer tactile ASL, while others who came from an oral background or learned signing later may prefer a more English-based tactile system. Tracking. Some deafblind people with restricted but still usable vision, for example, tunnel vision, may follow signs by holding the signer's forearm or wrist and using their eyes to follow the signs visually. Tactile fingerspelling. Usually blind or visually impaired people who lose their hearing later, or deaf or hard of hearing people who have depended on their speech, reading, and do not know how to sign, prefer tactile fingerspelling because sometimes sign language can be difficult to learn. The deaf-blind person may prefer to put his or her hand over the fingerspelling hand or on the signer's palm, or cup his or her hand around the signer's hand. Page 38, Speech Reading Tadoma. This is a way for deaf-blind people with little or no usable vision to speech lip-read another person by touch. They put their thumb on the other person's chin and their fingers on the cheek to feel the vibrations of the person's voice and the movement of the lips. This method is rarely used nowadays. Other deaf or hard-of-hearing people with usable vision use speech reading as well as their residual vision and hearing. They may use hearing aids, cochlear implants, and/or assistive listening devices to help with communication. Face-to-face communication systems. Some deaf-blind people use a screen braille communicator, or SBC. This is a small portable device that enables them to communicate with sighted people. The device has a QWERTY, Q-W-E-R-T-Y, keyboard with an LCD display on one side and an 8-cell braille display with braille keyboard on the other. The sighted person types short text on the QWERTY keyboard, and the deafblind person reads the text on the braille display, then uses the braille keyboard to type back text, which the sighted person reads on the LCD display. TTY with braille display. The TTY is connected with and stacked on top of a braille display, although both can be separate. It allows a deafblind person who reads braille to use the telephone. The deafblind person can also use this system as a face-to-face communication device to communicate with someone else who does not know the person's preferred communication method. Also, some people who don't see well can use TTYs with large visual displays or computers with larger fonts. Note that the deafblind communicator developed by HumanWare combines the features of a TTY, face-to-face communication, and text messaging. CapTel. Some people with hearing and vision loss use CapTel to make telephone calls. Using a special phone, the CapTel USB, people can dial into a captioning service that types the other caller's conversation onto a computer screen and allows the conversation to be heard. Deafblind callers can read a conversation script on their screens in addition to listening to the conversation. The captions can be adjusted for color, size, or font style. Braille note takers. Deafblind people can also use Braille note takers to communicate with others who don't know Braille or the preferred communication styles. Many Braille note takers can be connected with personal digital assistants, PDAs, that are commonly used by sighted people. Alternate communication. The person communicating with the deafblind person prints large block letters on the palm, and each letter is written at the same location. This is frequently a way for deafblind people to communicate with the public. These are a few of the many ways that deafblind people communicate with each other and the hearing and sighted communities. For more specific information, contact the AADB office at the American Association of the Deafblind, 8630 Fenton Street, Suite 121, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910-3803. TTY phone 301-495-4402. Voice phone 301-495-4403. Fax 301-495-4404. Email aadb-info@aadb.org. Website aadb.org.